Roll the tape back to 1962. A twin-rotor helicopter lifts off for the first time, all tandem blades, and that unmistakable heavy thump you can feel in your chest before you ever see it clear the trees. That aircraft is still flying today. Same basic shape, same job. And the Army just signed a check to keep it flying well into the middle of this century. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and you're listening to ATIS. Today we're talking about the CH-47 Chinook, a contract worth $427 million, and what it actually means when the Army decides to modernize an airframe older than most of the people who fly it. Here's what you need to know. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSold.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSold.com. So let's start with the headline, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. According to Flying Magazine, the United States Army has awarded Collins Aerospace a contract valued at $427 million. The work centers on avionics upgrades that will support modernization and sustainment of the Army's heavy lift helicopter fleet. That's the CH-47 Chinook. Now, if you're a general aviation pilot listening to this on a Tuesday, you might be wondering why an Army helicopter contract belongs on a show that usually talks about fuel reserves and airspace floors. Stay with me, because this story is really about something every pilot understands. It's about the guts of the cockpit. The avionics, the part of the airplane that tells you where you are, where you're going, and whether you're about to hit something. And the Chinook story is the clearest example in aviation of a hard truth. The airframe almost never wears out first. The brain does, let me set the stage. The CH-47 Chinook is what the Army calls its workhorse. It is a tandem rotor helicopter, meaning it has two big rotor systems, one at the front and one at the back, spinning in opposite directions. No tail rotor. Both rotors do the lifting. That design gives it enormous carrying capacity and a stability in a hover that pilots who fly it will tell you is genuinely remarkable for something that size. This is the aircraft that hauls artillery pieces slung underneath it. It moves troops by the dozen. It carries fuel, water, ammunition, and on more than a few occasions, it has flown into places at altitude that would make a lot of other helicopters simply shrug and stay home. In the high mountains of Afghanistan, the Chinook earned its reputation all over again. Because when the air is thin and the load is heavy, you want those two enormous rotor systems working for you. It first flew in 1962. Let that sink in. The design is older than the interstate highway system is in some states, and yet the Army is not replacing it. The Army is investing in it. Why? This affects you if you've ever wondered what actually makes an aircraft obsolete, because the answer is almost never the metal. Think about your own airplane, or the one you rent, or the one you dream about. The wing that was designed decades ago still generates lift exactly the way it did the day it rolled out of the factory. Aluminum doesn't forget how to be aluminum. A good airframe, properly maintained, inspected, and cared for, can fly for an astonishingly long time. What ages is everything else? The radios, the navigation gear, the displays, the wiring looms buried behind the panel. The systems that have to talk to satellites and ground stations and other aircraft using standards that keep changing underneath them. You've seen this in the general aviation world. A Cessna 172 from the 1970s is still a perfectly good airframe, but the panel? The panel gets ripped out and replaced with glass. New navigators, new transponders that meet the current surveillance requirements, automatic dependent surveillance broadcast, or ADS-B, that whole mandate was exactly this story playing out across the entire fleet. The airplane didn't change. The rules about what the airplane had to be able to say and hear, those changed the Chinook. Is that same story, just at a scale of $427 million. Now let's talk about Collins Aerospace, because the name on the contract matters. Collins is one of the largest avionics and aerospace systems companies in the world. If you fly behind a modern airline panel or a modern business jet panel, there's a very good chance you're looking at Collins hardware or hardware from a company Collins absorbed over the years. They build displays, flight management systems, communication and navigation equipment, and the integrated architectures that tie all of it together. For the Chinook, this contract is about that integration. The Army isn't buying a helicopter here, it's buying the nervous system that goes inside one, the digital backbone, the common cockpit architecture that lets an aircrew manage the flight, the mission, and the machine through modern displays instead of the analog steam gauges and dedicated boxes that defined earlier generations of the aircraft. And here's the part that connects straight back to your world. The direction military and civil aviation are both moving is the same direction: open systems, modular avionics. The idea that you should be able to update the software in your aircraft the way you update the software on your phone, without ripping the whole panel out every time a standard changes. The industry calls this an open systems architecture, and it is one of the most important quiet revolutions happening in aviation right now. The old way, the way that built the Chinook originally, was what we call federated avionics. Every function had its own box. Your navigation was one box, your communication was another box, your flight instruments were their own separate systems. If you wanted to add a capability, you added another box, and you found somewhere to bolt it, and you found the power and the space and the cooling for it, and you wired it into everything else by hand. That works, it worked for decades. But it's heavy, it's complicated, and every new box makes the whole system harder to maintain and harder to upgrade. The modern way is integrated modular avionics. Shared computing, shared displays, software-defined functions running on common hardware. You want a new capability? In the best version of this future, you push new software. The box stays. The wiring stays. The capability changes. That is the philosophy behind a modernization contract like this one. The Army is buying itself the ability to keep changing the Chinook without having to rebuild the Chinook. They're future-proofing an aircraft that first flew when John Kennedy was in the White House. Let me flag something as opinion here, so you know where the reporting ends and where my read begins. My read is that this contract tells you something about where the Army's priorities actually sit. There has been talk for years about what replaces the heavy-lift helicopter. There are ambitious next-generation rotorcraft programs out there. Tilt rotors and compound helicopters and designs that promise more speed and more range. Those programs are real and they matter, but a $427 million avionics modernization and sustainment contract for the existing Chinook is a statement. It says the Army expects this aircraft to be doing serious work for a long time yet. You don't spend that kind of money rebrand a fleet you're about to retire. You spend it on a fleet you intend to lean on. And that's the sustainment word doing quiet, heavy lifting in the announcement. Modernization gets the headlines. Sustainment pays the bills. Sustainment means keeping the fleet flyable, keeping parts available, keeping the system supportable so that a mechanic on a flight line somewhere can actually fix the aircraft when something breaks. An avionics suite is only as good as your ability to maintain it a decade after you install it. When a company like Collins signs a deal that includes sustainment, they're signing up to keep those systems alive long after the last unit is delivered. Now, why should this land for you? The person flying a piston single on the weekend, or the person building hours toward a commercial ticket, or the person who just loves this stuff? A couple of reasons. First, the technology flows downhill, and it flows in both directions. The display technology, the processing architecture, the software-defined avionics philosophy that the military pays to develop, a lot of that eventually shapes what shows up in your panel 5 or 10 years later. And the reverse is true, too. The huge civil market for glass cockpits and modern navigators drove down the cost and drove up the reliability of exactly the kind of gear that makes a military modernization program affordable. You're part of the same ecosystem. The Chinook and your rented 172 are drinking from the same well of avionics innovation. Second, this is a lesson in how to think about your own airplane. The single most valuable upgrade you can make to an aging aircraft is very often not the engine and not the airframe. It's the panel. It's the avionics, because that's the part that determines whether your aircraft can operate in the modern system. Talk to modern air traffic control and give you the situational awareness that keeps you alive. The Army just spent $427 million agreeing with that principle. When you're standing in a hangar deciding where your next dollar goes, remember that the Army looked at a 60-year-old airframe and decided the smartest investment was the brain. And third, honestly, there's something worth appreciating here. We live in an era obsessed with the new, the next airframe. The clean sheet design, the revolutionary platform, and there's a real place for all of that. But there is a deep and underrated kind of engineering wisdom in taking something that works, something proven, something that has earned its reputation in the thinnest air and the hardest places, and making it better instead of throwing it away. The Chinook is a reminder that longevity in aviation isn't an accident. It's a decision renewed over and over by the people who keep choosing to invest in it. Two rotors spinning opposite directions, no tail rotor. First flight 1962, and a brand new digital heart going in, courtesy of a $427 million contract signed in the year we're living in right now. That's a machine that refuses to become history. Let me bring this back down to the numbers one more time, so it's clean in your head. The United States Army, Collins Aerospace, $427 million, avionics modernization and sustainment for the CH-47 Chinook heavy lift fleet. That's the story. The reporting on this one comes from Flying Magazine, and the contract details trace back to the Army and to Collins Aerospace themselves. If you want to dig into more of the day's headlines, everything we cover lives at RadioHanger.com. 60 years in the air, and the Chinook just got a reason to fly for 60 more. That's the kind of news I like ending on. I'm Tower. Keep your scan moving.